مرحبا بكم في ديفريف 9 season 1, so season 1 episode 9. I don't know like what's up with the seasons, but we'll see. We'll try to make the last season the worst season ever, like Game of Thrones. I'll just try not to go there with the Game of Thrones. I know that a lot of people are still too soon, right? so you know, but اليوم معنا سعيد from the FCT team. Mal also Yasin from the FCT team. By the way, FCT and FCT are kind of a little bit confused, like the names. It's yeah, easy to mix up, right? Yeah. Like it's easy to mix up the two, like Yasin from FCT and Saeed from FCT. But you know, no, not really.
No, I think not. Yeah, I'm only from FCT. Yasin from FCT.
Okay. All right. Okay, Saeed is actually in Rabat. Yasin is actually in Casablanca. Yeah, Yasin.
Yep.
Look, we just come zone one, and I'm from zone and
from zone one.
I'm from zone two location, and undisclosed zone two location. I'm not allowed to say which zone two, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, thank you guys for joining today. Thanks to everyone who tuned in. اليوم غنهضروا على واحد topic اللي a little bit جديد عليا صراحة, اللي هو self hosting. I was confused by the topic في الأول فاش سمعتو. مي فوالا, دونك غنهضروا على self hosting. شنو هو self hosting؟ لاش كيصلح؟ لاش ما كيصلحش؟ علاش اختاريتو ديرو self hosting؟ ما تخدموش بحال عباد الله ب cloud hosting. And yeah, pour les gens li tell me a little bit weird and they want to do self hosting, we'll try to tell them zama kifash yebdaw fa hal black magic. Okay, before we start, Yasin,
yeah,
tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? What are you up to? What's up with the guitar? What do you guys do at FluidCity?
I'm a software developer at FluidCity. Tender like mobile development most of the time, but I can also like work in web development, front end. The back end I don't really touch that much because work with Yunus. You previously know him from previous life. He does most of the front end.
Nice.
So yeah, the FluidCity is just like kind of a social network where like people can share their ideas and collectively like you have decisions and opinions about situation and you know, kind of contact their كيحاولوا ما يهضروش عليها بزاف,
ماشي
stressful stuff,
طاري بزاف ديال الحوايج. Yeah, ماشي بغيش يبقاو شادين شي حاجه شي تبغيو نقولوا like
makes sense.
It's actually good vibe, like we don't hear a lot from about COVID for months, so
nice. Every conversation like you know, you try to avoid COVID kit like COVID fair, don't yeah I mean
yeah
and one last question, what's up with the guitar? Are you in a band?
I mean, I used to be in a band.
Okay.
Just alone, I have responsibility.
ياسين قطار متاعك شحال فيها من كورد؟
فيها 7.
اوكي, سو إذا كانت القطار فيها إذا كانت الباند فيها قطاريست يستخدم بالسم تاع الكوردز, ياسين إذا وان مان باند بسبعة الكوردز instead.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ask why. He just we're probably gonna spend the whole episode talking about that. But good to know. Well, look, if you want to promote your band, you can do so. If you have a SoundCloud account or something, Zema, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna create one right now, and I'm gonna promote. Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah, well, still frosty.
Yeah. I'm making your website.
Saeed, I mean, look, I'm sorry you're going to have to do this again, but you have to introduce yourself. Donc, yeah, tell us, like, what are you working on? Tell us a little bit about FCT and FluidCity if you want. And, yeah.
Yeah, Said Darmoumi, you probably already see that. As been كان إشارة لي تشوفوا دابا سبحان الله. I'm the infrastructure guy. I'm supposed to be the DevOps guy, but it's less what I do recently, and more I'm doing more infrastructure, actually sysadmin mainly. I also do web development. That's what I started with, and I still do on depending on the need. And I'm working with FECC, FECC.com. It's a French website for
go for it, man.
Yeah, bon. So the shit immobilier generally in France, it allows you to try and sell your house or buy a new house via catalog. It's got the estimation, the prime tag, it connects you with connection with واحد لاجون ايموبيلي تاعي في سيتي باش تبيع وتشري في الديور depending on your need. For some people it also allows you to be تخليك تولي حتى انت جو ايموبيلي يمكن تقلب على خدمه, ولكن it's not really it's invite only for now, خاص شي واحد يريفيريك, but maybe someday it'll change. And we just barely revamped the website يلاها هاد الشهر, يلاها اليوم ولات نيو فيرجن فول FCC.com. دخلوا طلعوا عليها, واخا ما غاديش نفعكم في السيت في الحقيقه كنبغى, لكن ما تستفدوش من هادشي. تخيل دابا انا مغربي خدام على السيت فرنسا, نو ستوب كنت غنضحك.
بلاش بلاش انا دخلت السيت غير سامون يا كتبان الماب,
يا تتبان الماب, وهادي ماشي الباج داكي.
لا ماشي باس داكوي, هذيك تدخل الباس داكوي من بعد كتمشي للماب. باي ذا واي شكون اللي خدم على الماب؟
لا هذا الماب ات واز هير فور ايفر قبل ما نجي انايا و...
داكو اوكي اورايت. مي هوز هوز مينتينين الماب؟
عندنا واحد السيد تيدير داكشي نتاع داتا ساينس, واللي هو اللي تي ملي تي جينيري لي بريف كل شهر ديبندين على الداتا اللي تيعطينا الغوفرمنت, وعلى الداتا نتاع المبيعات مبيع الشراء اللي طرا مؤخرا, وعلى لي زانونس اللي كاينين في مختلف السيتات نتاع مبيع الشراء الديور. وي كالكوليت البرايس, و او ميم طون تان جينيريو واحد ليماج كبيره, واحد الماب عملاقه فيها هادشي. و
اي مين ذيس از
واحد البروسيس نتاع ديكوباج ايفونتيلمون.
نايس اوكي ويل I mean, France looks all green except like Paris, I guess. But yeah, it's really cool what you have guys on the platform. I'll just stop sharing for a while, otherwise my Mac will die. Okay, well, thank you very much for the intro, Said. And let's go to the question. One last thing pour les gens les awal maragit for jouf Devrev. Je voulais mentionner que Devrev it's a weekly show. On Facebook and YouTube, it's live every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Donc, qui connaît matinée à kulla Wednesday, and kulla Wednesday qui connaît different guests, different topics. A lot of them technical topics, mais aussi technical like deep tech. Sometimes tech like deep tech topics, sometimes like tech career related stuff. Then episode على soft skills, then episode على interview, technical interviews. You can go watch those on the Facebook page. You can also find them for YouTube page, bien sûr. If you know someone who's interviewing this summer for, مثلاً, they just graduated, you can give them surtout episodes على technical interviews or soft skills sort of interview. Et bien sûr, we did a lot of fun episodes على, you know, dev environments, code editors, things like that. And obviously, this is also a fun one, which is about self-hosting, about the dark side of self-hosting. I mean, I don't know. Well, let's get to the topic. What's self-hosting? Because I understand the idea a little bit. I don't know the details or like why does it even exist. But for you guys, when you say self-hosting, شنو, ça veut dire quoi for you?
Well, I mean, for me, mostly like self-hosting or the service, you know, like you have a server and the server, which is hosted like a service. For example, we take the cloud, which is something like an alternative to Google Cloud, and which is Dropbox. وتتوصل عندك يعني السيرفر عندك عندك ديتا ديالك تبقى عندك either في الدار ولا في شي remote server and yeah I mean you host it yourself, you take care of maintenance, take care of server side stuff like DNS management, you make sure everything is good and yeah in case something goes bad you have to take care of it basically.
دونك الى شي حاجه طاحت مع الربعه الصباح انت هو So what technical support?
As long as you don't have to worry about it, it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to worry about
it. Donc, self-hosting, who wants to get the cloud there, is that?
Not really. The cloud is an example. Yeah, that's the general idea of self-hosting. Like, basically, you have your own services. لي ارتشنجيف ديال شي سيرفيسز اخرين اللي عندك هذيك الاخر باش يبيعهم
واخا بلاتي شنو الفرق ما بين سيلف هوستين باغ اكزومبل وديجيتال اوشن
ويل دابا ديجيتال اوشن تعطيك سيرفر يعني كي دي رنت يو واحد لاك في بي اس
في بي اس يا
دير فيه اللي بغيتي
يا
اللي تقدر دير فيه هو سيلف هوستي فيه شي حاجه
مثلا
باغي نهوست سيلف هوستي فيه شي لاك
سلاك Slack yeah.
Okay. Slack the other which is tough for Digital Ocean for the VPS like Digital Ocean. So could this Slack check it do server like Digital Ocean? Yeah, digitally kind of Slack is going server there like basically yours. Nobody has access to that and yeah.
What's the time like at time at the VPS?
Yeah. I mean
I see.
Yeah.
Pour toi, Saïd, is it the same definition?
What I'm doing right now is basically that. But specifically, self-hosting, I'm going to say, if you have a Raspberry Pi in the house, a PC portable that you have on the screen, a PC that you have on the screen, you can use it in the house, you can use it. Yeah, originally, self-hosting can be done in the house, the services in the house. الستريمين في الميديا سيرفرز و ايفونتيلمون شويه بدا تيكبر ولا شويه الكلاود و ات سام بوينت ولا بنادم تي اكسبوزي السيرفر نتاعو لبرا كاين اللي عنده الابلود واعر كاين اللي عنده اي بي فيكس كاين اللي خدام في بي ان و ولاو تحطوا فيه ولاو قلت لك دابا دير تقريبا اي سيرفيس بغيتي تحطو في يور اون كمبيوتر و تستخدم به هي كاع كاين كاع الايزي راوت انك تمشي تكري شي في بي اس سموير كاين شي هوستينغ سيرفيس يعطيوك في بي اس لايك سم ريلي لو برايسز و تتهوست فيه اللي بغيتي و تتولي تخدم بهذوك السيرفيسز نتاعك وانا وريفر بيزيكلي
اوكي اي اندرستاند ناو دونك سيلف هوستين ماشي بالضروره يكون عندك سيرفر في الدار رايت ماشي بالضرورة اوكي يا في جربتو سيلف هوستين بسيرفر في الدار
يا اي مين كان عندي انا واحد كان عندي نكسس 5 موبايل فون كنت دير فيه لينكس و لايك اي
نو واي اوكي
اورايت كنت دير فيه لايك هارد درايفز وكشي وموصي فيه لايك بيسيكلي ماي كلاود عندي في الدار ولكن ديس ادفانتج ديال انك ديرو في الدار هو لايك كان عندي انا هو لايك نتورك سبيد كان شويه سلو وما نقدرش ناكسس ليه من شي بلاصه اخرى لايك كنت خارج شي حاجه داكشي علاش اختاريت انه يكون عندي لايك اول ماي سيرفيسز اللي اي كول ذم سيلف هوستد في كلاود سموير اي بينيفيت فروم لايك ا بابليك اي بي اللي بيسيكلي نقدر نديرو حتى في الدار ولكن از اي سيد نتورك سبيد ما كتكونش بحال
Yeah, so the upload key will be bottleneck, I suppose.
Yeah. Upload, sometimes download too. I mean, server will handy there, but like it's a remote server, if you have like 400 meg of upload, or like I don't know how much. I mean, 400 meg download, or I don't know how much upload. It's still much faster than my local network. That's why.
Yeah.
But this is good in some positive thought. But كاين لي واحد ليميتيشنز ديال شنو خصك تسيب الهوست تاع ولا شنو خصك تسيب الهوست تاع
Yeah, basically the big difference هي أن من تحت هوست في الدار mostly you won't need internet access. That's the big plus.
Yeah.
الكونتراست ده بقول ال internet access is not a problem anymore most for most people at least.
Yeah.
yeah. زعما حتى إذا ما كانش عندك لاي يستير ولا فيه بغات سقط سويتش الكاد جاي إلا بغيتي تخدم ولا شي حاجة.
Yeah. What was the idea behind like self-host? زعما كيفاش بدات لي ديال self-hosting? Was you needed some services specifically you got into self-hosting ولا سيل كوست ديال services? Je pense l'expérience اللي كانت انا عندي مع self-hosting specifically c'était je sais pas si vous connaissez Fabricator. It's a big project management tool ديال Facebook. I mean, I just pense that's what they use internally to do. I don't know if they still use it. I mean, it's like a huge tool for like a mini GitHub inside, for a mini Jira, for like a, you know, basically everything you need for software engineering or software project management. I mean, c'était quoi? Which services can you have open source or can you have like for... You can only self-host them. Or is it kind of equivalent to them, like as SaaS, but it's a question of cost.
Well,
you know, my services, but then you can handle them. When you say like you have a bunch of services you're running, what are we talking about?
So, for example, this self-hosting, I will have the chat. Like, I really need it here, like some cloud service. Like she has a link to my files with how like synced wherever I go. So this we had service which has Nextcloud, which is alternative Google Drive or Dropbox. But the Nextcloud is an open source project. As I said, it's an alternative to Google Drive. Which has your files, which she will keep how supposedly check how private if your server is private. Oh, it's definitely cheaper. It's just you get a server, we have price the fixed. تقدر تحط فيه as many services as you want. My current server فيه like a lot of storage capacity, which is like I did some like study or like شيء وعرفت بالله إذا self hosted أنا service وخاكين ذيك cost ديال maintenance وذيك شيء كامل نقدر like it's still cheaper than like مثلا buying a subscription عند Google Drive or Dropbox. So yeah, and privacy is a big plus for me. I'd like to have my own files in the server. It's like a big debate about privacy since it's just a remote server. Anyone can access the next server, but you have more control basically. I like to know where I'm going.
All right, so cloud storage. Donc, that's the alternative to Google Drive, I guess.
Yeah.
Saïd, for you, what was your...
فور مي انا باش بدات انني بغيت نوصي واحد السيرفر سميتو ماينكرافت ليا ولخويا وكنت نوصي بيسي بورتابل عندي في الدار اللي كنت محطوط ديما فيما خويا تيبغي يلعبها ديسكونيكتا فيما تنبغي نلعبها ني تنكونيكتا و يا ولكن ات سام بوينت كنت بديت كان طاري واحد الفادم تاع دي جوجليفيكيشن تاع ولا ذا نيكست بيج ثين هي صافي تستغنى على جوجل وما تبقاش تستعمل كاع السيرفيس تاع جوجل ولاو الالترناتيفز تاع جوجل تيبانوا لي من وليصا وموست اوف ذم ور سيلف هوستد الالترناتيفز ولا بيتو هادو اللي كانوا تيتريكومونداو بزاف سو كنت في البداية كنت تنتريشارج بهم تنهوستهم غير في بيسي راسلي سينس اي واز ذا اونلي وان اي يوزين ذم وان ديدنت نيد ذم تو بي active all the time ولكن at some point I noticed بأنهم وخا هكا كانوا تياخذوا لي بزاف نتاع الباندويث في البي سي كانوا يستقلوا لي البي سي at some point so شنو درت انا مشيت شديت كاع داك الشيء حطيته في هذاك البي سي بورتابل اللي ديما شاعل ومحطوط وما تنستعملوش و turned out nice ولكن at some point صافي ما بقيتش نستعملهم for a long time و بحال اللي طفات حتى حتى واحد النهار كنت كان واحد الدري صاحبي الكوليغ نتاعنا عادل ماشي يو نو هيم تيعاود لي على واحد الهوستين سيرفيس اللي فيه لي سيرفر خاص بزاف وانا غير قوه ما عجبني دي لايك حفظت ومشيت خديت واحد عام تاع الهوستين $5 في الشهر بيان سور و I used it like for an entire month وما زعما داز شهر كامل وما درت به والو زعما خديته بقى عندي محطوط بحال هكاك سو قلت شنو ندير فيه غنمشي نشد كاع دوك السيرف هوستين ستاف اللي كنت خدمت بهم واحد النهار ونحطهم فيه و غبديت نحط بحال هكا اي فاوند اوت دير زلوت مور تو ذات وليت نكتشف وليت نجرب و ات سام بوينت دوزت واحد الشهر كامل وانا غير تنخربق في هذا الشيء دابا استقرت الحمد لله صافي دابا وليت لقيت شي بغيت.
What is the biggest thing you self hosted, like the biggest service?
Undoubtedly Minecraft. Okay. I have a lot of resources.
شحال كان من يوزر نورمال مو يوزين ذا وان؟
It was mostly people اللي معنا from work. It caps to 10 people at a time. That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
I took over that server. You can say that the Shihaja Marash Kibash.
So one of the things you're self hosting right now, well, Minecraft server, right?
I mean, could they do the Bahitish? You can say it yourself. Like, can you show if Kalpahi is the Jagad in Iran? Oh, yeah, I mean, it's a bit heavy. I mean, it's idle, but I feel Jahad, you have deserved the resources. So,
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So cloud storage, Minecraft server, what else is worth, what else is worth self hosting? La deuxième question, Yassine surtout, when you say you're going to do your cloud storage, what remplacer Google Drive, how do you manage the other? The like critical stuff, the data, the much machine like what do you back it up? How solid is the backup situation?
Well, the backup can like, of course, I always love to love this. Can it's my main concern here, server, but actually, if you other like a something might happen. So, and the PC damage back then. Basically every 12 hours, like I pull everything and I do like differential backup. So I have a server to jam. It consumes a little bit of like a bandwidth, but yeah, the plan is he's gonna take care of that instead of using my own computer to do that, which is kind of redundant. So, but yeah.
Yeah, an alternative is to take a server, another hosting service, who. Being at home, she are saying or something.
Well, it's not enough. Has a second rate of Jews. I think this is a church of the pleasure.
So, come on, you can't have like the three servers going down at the same time.
Yeah,
it could be. I don't know. Like, COVID happens, so anything is possible. And also people who are watching from YouTube. Hey, Yassine from YouTube. And I think there is a whole discussion happening about you, Said. I don't know what's happening. Yes. Yeah. Hey, man, thank you for joining. And obviously, Blue. This is typical Blue, by the way. It's a typical Blue comment. He's saying that whatever you were saying is typical Said. Okay, donc, well, we can go into the details like how the cloud thingy works. Et normalement, ماشي صداع الراس ديالو اكثر من like اكثر من الكوست ديال ولا like it's gonna be like less painful to just go Google Drive. زعما, je comprends que server le cost ديالو. It's going to be way less than Google Drive, for example, if we're talking about l'exemple of cloud storage. But it's the rest of the maintenance, the how it is, how it is, how it is, how like some files are not syncing, things like that. Or generally, when you run it the first time, like there is no issues in bed.
I mean, at the time, I don't have any issues with my server. But I'm not sure about it. You always like you should be ready just like take care of things when they go down. So yeah, I mean, ما نعرف دم شو ما تيخسرش. مغير إلا كان كنش خصني ندير شي upgrade شي حاجة ولا you know some stuff are some breaking changes happen and you have to dig deeper. Sometimes your stuff are down for a whole day because you're busy doing something else and you don't wanna you know be busy doing your own stuff. So yeah. I mean,
أجي ما نمشي تيك الداتا من هار بدي شيء cloud storage thingy.
Well, I have a strategy. Like, عندي شيء حويج ليش نحطهم في cloud. ماشي كنحط كل شيء all my stuff.
Okay.
I have so, like yeah. I have like a storage at home. Like, I can all the critical stuff to find. ديش حاجة اللي بغيت تبقى. Like, I put like I duplicate my data from the cloud. Oh yeah. Answer your question. حتى الآن ما عملت شيء حاجة.
Nice.
Yeah. Hopefully, not just شيء حلو. So yeah.
Said, do you have some horror stories with self hosting? Something like that.
أنا لو I'm actually
come on guys, you've been doing self hosting. وما عمر ترى لكم شيء شيء بلان خيب.
Yeah, ولكن I know horror stories.
This is too good to be true. I mean, I'm not buying it.
او ماي جاد غير يونس اللي كان معنا الحصه اللي فاتت في الحصه
شوف الباك هاد السيمانه يو نو اتس
يس نسمى خلص البي بي اس نتاعو شهر وحيدوا ليه كل شيء كل شيء مشى
اوكي وري مين كل شيء مشى
كاع داكشي اللي عنده في الكلاود كاع الباسوردز اللي ما بون كاع الصوره نتاعو بح
ات واز ديلي اوكي ذات Yeah, we should definitely recommend that the cloud provider. They're good guys. Yeah. My God.
So, let's see if it's
finished.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Let's see if it's finished. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a long time.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend them because they don't have like a good flow of payment. So. كتراو شي انكونفينينسز واش داكشي اللي طرا ليونس ماشي نسى ما خلصش بيسيكلي كان معول على اوتوماتيك بايمنتس واش ديدن هابن اي جيس سو يا داكشي علاش انفورشنتلي طرات لي هورر ستوري لي ام ريلي كيرفول عندي ريمايندرز ديال اللي مشى خصني نخلص
صافي
لايك اي ريلي هاف تو ستوب ايفريثينغ ذات ام دوين
Did you guys have to like did you host your own email server maybe your own
it's far-fetched, surtout. You can do that. You can host an email server or كل شيء. But bon, déjà you will need an email name باش redirect به ال MX stuff. Bon. Second thing, and any email you're gonna send is gonna be flagged automatically as spam.
Yep. Yeah, it's a deliverability problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you so email is something unless you for really private stuff مع other people that will check your that will whitelist you from spam etc. It's actually a bad idea to self-host. What I did host, however, was مثلا password manager. I'm using Bitwarden.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a very good password manager on so many levels and then up to like everything you're gonna need for password managing including two-factor authentication code
it's like a must
you can even host save secrets or cool shit it's all encrypted
they have apps on like Mac iPhone blah blah blah
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
Including Chrome.
What is it called?
Bitwarden. I'm gonna write it for you.
Okay.
They do have a plan li finhum ti host cloud kul shi, ولكن when you self-host it, you have all the stuff for almost the same price depending on where you host it.
Okay, so this is the tool, right? How big is the server needs to be so it can run? Like a droplet deal $5 would do the trick, I guess.
Definitely, yeah.
I mean, it's like كاينين جوج ديال سيرفرز ديال Bitwarden, and actually the one we're using now is made with Rust, which is very light. The book you can see is like 10 ميجا ديال الرام maximum. So إذا كان عندك شي سيرفر فيه 20 ميجا ديال الرام, يخدم مزيان. You can store as many passwords as you want.
Donc the Nexus اللي كان عندك كان normalement.
Yeah, Nexus راه كان real server. راه عندي كل يوم من Nexus اللي كان عندي شحال هذا.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. What about VPSs? Like, what's your favorite providers? What do you guys are currently using?
I don't know for Yasin if he still uses the same provider, but I'm going for a very cheap, cheapest option right now on the web.
What is it?
The Contabo. It's a German provider.
Oh yeah, I love German providers servers.
Yeah. It's really low quality in علمك من دابا, ولكن for something you are going to use ولا اصحابك ولا شي حاجه, it's not much of a big deal. They do have some downtimes شي مرات, ولكن تعلموك دافونس. They have horrible backup plans, like you can take snapshots, but you can only take one snapshot a month, and you can't take another snapshot while you already have one. خاصك تسمح لي السنابشوت القديم تاعك, وفي هذيك البيريود مشى تطرات لك شي حاجه بح.
مزيان, لاك الادفانتج اللي عجبني هو ما تيعطيك حتى شي اذر سيرفيس, لاك كيعطيك السيرفر يو تيك كير اوف ات. حنا ما صفناش.
شحال كتخلص بير مانت فور لاك ويتش كونفيغ؟
اي فورغوت, ليت مي تشيك ريل كويك.
انا عندي لاك عندي
يزين. وات دو يو يوز؟
هذا السيرفر فيه 16 جيجا فلارا, فيه 6 سي بي يوز. I don't remember which CPU. It's not that good, but
yeah, 6 cores. Yeah.
Yeah, 6 cores, 16 جيجا فلارا, 400 جيجا سي بي يو. €899 per month.
Nice.
Yeah. Cheap. Yeah, even like I mean it's too good to be true. That the challenge them on rad ban backups and stuff, because keep going said you can end them bad mara downtime. But as far as I know, ma mara tra di shi haja shi downtime h my server just no shi haja or whatever.
Yeah, well, it's not the same provider le menciona said Contabo, it's a different thing.
No, it's the same.
It's the same thing you're using. Okay, cool. By the way, Ahmed is asking the VPS name, the German one. Who Contabo?
Yeah.
And a recommendation I have, Hetzner. It's also a German cloud provider. Après, it's a little bit more expensive. Je pense le config DSS. Je pense it's definitely not nine euros. Probably it's more like 15, 20 euros. For 16 gigs.
There's another option.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're having issues. Okay.
There's another really cheap alternative which has more support than Contabo. It's actually very well maintained. Can Scaleway with their ARM server hosting, ARM VPSs. But again, that's the problem. It's ARM. It's not always you're going to find the compatible applications for it. Most of the time, you can just compile them yourself. But sometimes it's too much of a pain. Most of us right now, we're using Docker to make things really organized and easy.
Yeah.
It's not really well. Docker images, little car, mostly, but you cannot compatible with ARM.
I mean, Scaleway, and
is it exclusively ARM?
No, ARM is the only best cost per value per performance stuff you can find in them. They also have other kind of storage. When it comes to price, it's way higher than Contabo.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, for the folks who are watching, if you have like a VPS you like using, ولا peut-être you have a service you self-hosted yourself, If you want to share it, just let us know and then we can broadcast that. Yeah, and for VPS, it's definitely Hetzner. That's the one I used multiple times. It's more expensive, but it's very reliable. En même temps, c'est comme je disais, Yassine, vraiment, ma كيعطوكش حتى شي حاجه من غير لا ماشين. They have like a tiny panel where you can like restart the thingy, like you can go to recovery mode, but that's it. Like tell like the OS, you need to install the damn thing yourself.
Oh, that's, I mean, how do you get up and the start like in OS, like either Ubuntu, Arch, or whatever you use? Okay, like in case you locked yourself out, there's SSH key, there's like a password authentication SSH, like a you can use like VNC to connect. So
can I go ahead and do this? I'm going to rescue mode. You can boot a Unix distribution on the same disk so that you can access your disk or save you whatever is there to save.
Yeah.
Let's restore a access or something if you're really savvy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually used it once to actually resize partitions on an already already available machine, where like it went wrong at some point. I'm really bad at it. Baba,
you know, bad things will always happen, man. Okay, so you know, yeah, I mean, the thing that I probably self hosted here, yeah, Fabricator. I can look up the, yeah, I can look up the website. It's really awesome. It has a lot of tools, like, bundled. And, yeah. Like, it has, like, at least version control hosting. It has, like, project management. I think it has, like, chat. Plus or more, well, maybe has Slack, me, you know, pal hip chat, I think, pal kind of the click and deal Atlassian. Yeah, I think it has like notes, kind of like, I mean, not like Notion, but you know, like a basic version of that.
Yeah.
It has like a command line, blah blah blah. And what was interesting about Fabricator is that apparently c'est un projet qui vient de Facebook. They started it. By the way, c'est en PHP, donc you know, just keep that in mind if you're thinking about contributing into that. Mais après, the Facebook, they worked on it for a while, خدموا به من بعد open source out. من بعد je pense Wikimedia, the company or the organization behind Wikipedia, they use it internally to maintain their whole platform. Je pense there's a bunch of companies اللي كيخدموا به. Peut-être Asana تاع مواقع اللي كيخدموا به. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think Asana also, yeah. But then again, like the CEO of Asana was like the CTO of Facebook, so kind of that kind of makes sense. But yeah, je pense most people like خدموا Fabricator, c'est ناس اللي ما باغينش يخدموا ب like GitHub ولا Bitbucket. So they wanna like host the entire thing at home. Like they wanna have their code and also the version control كل شيء عندهم. Après, je pense مع GitLab you can do that now. Like you can take GitLab and deploy it. On your own machine.
FSCC, that was exactly what we were doing. Well, like in GitLab in particular requires a lot of maintenance, like a lot of maintenance. But you know, at some point, it became an active duty. Basically, I hate this.
What maintenance?
Well, there's backup and the usage of disk and certainly the Docker container registries you can easily the problem with Docker container registries and now images layers. Even if at some point you remove the images, he keeps layers for disk. Just in case, at some other point, I just how to upload the another image that shares those same layers. And you can and the attack for has been machine network disk and he got the layers image is same. Network tough gate, Mr. Mitas Mahishi شي برانش ولا شي حاجه تيبقاو عموما تيتمسحوا خاصك تمشي تلونسي بروسيدور تاع النيتواياج فري تايم يو كود اوتوميت ذات سام بوينت ولكن ملي تيكبر عندك داكشي بزاف تيولاو يخرجوا لك دي زيرور لي يونيت تو تريت مانولي عندك الباك ابس حتى هما وي نيد تو دو مانوال باك ابس سيفرين اون دان و يا at some point the server علاش اللي فين كنا مهوستينو failed us so we decided instead of hosting another one we just moved to the cloud version it's been good ever since
yeah. nice
I mean nice. alternative ديال like version control systems اللي ماشي bloated بحال مثلا fabricator as you said fabricator في بزاف ديال tools دونك الا بغيتي تاخذ غير شي حاجه منه ماشي داوري
so yeah
اصلا يكون all that hassle yeah. So what I'm using currently is called Gitea, I guess that's how it's called.
It's pronounced Gitea.
Yeah, Gitea. Yeah, it's because it's, you know, and yeah, it's a good service. It's very much. yeah, it's I guess it's made with Go. I don't know. Didn't check the.
Yeah, it is Go.
So yeah, it's very light. Will it can be level for my personal projects, which is also self-hosted server, and. Mm-hmm. It never failed me. There معه واحد الحاجة دير معه like واحد service called drone. You can do by CI or CD, and it's very good. I mean, if you guys actually can search them in Git, I mean in GitHub. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, you still have backup since you have the repository of BASIC.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean sometimes. I use I can't خدم like نيجا قبل ما نعرف بلي راه نقدر نهكي معاه شي like CI can like mostly rely on GitHub for GitHub actions كنت نشاط راه نقدر ندير فيه CI داكشي صافي I just move all my projects and whatever I'm working on GitHub actions my own stuff
nice and for self hosted CI what do you use
I use the drone
okay
It's really good. I mean, they're bhal shkil dial GitHub Actions. So you spin up Docker containers, like trying to find your jobs and whatever you want.
I think Chavo go yak.
Drone. I have no idea. I just started using it recently, like 2 weeks ago. I started using it, and I didn't check. Like it's very simple. You just spin it up. Get the demo. Work it with your service, for example, on the Gitea, the side, and it's you have like a CI running, you run your jobs. And,
For me, I'm only using CI, I'm hosting Rasi, I'm hosting GitLab runner, CI GitLab. Yeah. I'm using the cloud version of GitLab, which is the Rasi. Deja GitLab it gives you 2000 minutes نتاع CI for free per month ولكن if you host your own GitLab runner you can use your own machine for as much as you want حتى واحد ما يدوي معاك I think you can do the same thing حتى for GitLab for GitHub زعما GitHub actions حتى where you can host your own runner
Ashman said that drone probably is implemented in Go,
yeah.
Because most of the examples are in Go, so probably.
Yeah.
And that's I don't know. Like maybe I'm confusing it with something else. Like there was around the time the Docker became a little bit like popular, V1 response. Can CI based like it's fully dockerized je pense the team li kanu aslan buildaw kanu like ex google blah 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 donc yeah they use just kind of go you know like google and go like they have a love story there but yeah je pense I don't know if it's the same thing but yeah what about Jenkins nobody using Jenkins anymore
no it's
yeah.
horrible Jenkins is really horrible
yeah
they have a cool mascot though like
the logo. It's beefy it hogs a lot of resources just to be running not even running any jobs
yeah.
needs its own server, which defeats the whole point. It's just an indie server, like most of you observe the other services. We are like cloud and git service. Yeah. And yeah, one of the things I saw in the comments, Hayden, tell us about the VPN, which is something that you can apparently self-host as well.
Yeah. You can have
Yeah. Let's talk about the VPN, and then we go to a question from Mohammed.
Yeah.
Did you guys try hosting, self-hosting a VPN?
Yeah, I did. I'm currently using it, like I'm still using it. Can you look at them, open VPN? After that, let me like to configure and all of that. It's like you have to generate certificates. You have to generate certificate for server clients. كيف بزاف ديال الخدمة على والو. So I recently switched to WireGuard, which is like a really fast, secure VPN and really easy to set up. So yeah, I'm now using WireGuard.
Okay.
ما
كتبيعش لاكسي على VPN.
What a that? It's a virtual private network. It's a private network.
Well, yeah, you know, I can join and also use it as a private network. No issues.
And then you're gonna have access to all my servers and everything.
Yeah, sure. Look. You can trust me, man. I'm always here every week. I'm on DevRev. زمان لا ترى شي مشكل. You know where to find me. So.
I'm basically using it as a VPN.
Okay.
As people know. VPN, as well as like linking all my servers, which are consists of two servers, together. I just have like a master server, which control the other server, all the services. The master server, they're like a proxy, like a reverse proxy, other server. I just have like 2 gigs of RAM and 2 CPUs. The other 16 gigs of RAM and 6 CPUs, all the services. The 2 gigs, the master one. هو اللي فيه VPN هو اللي كيقدر يكونترولي السيرفر اللي فيه all my services هو اللي كيبقى فيه logs هو اللي كيبقى فيه like so many things
سعيد, I feel like you want to say something.
Yeah, that's an anopsy.
Like, yeah, when Yasin was talking, I feel like you were like
No, غير تنتسنى لوبتي وتنتسنط ليه وتنتسنى يسالي وعجبني داك اللي تيقول سو فار.
Well, look guys, Mohammed asked a really good question, اللي هي best practices to have a solid backup plan.
Sorry محمد, على VPN ونرجعوا لك.
Come on. Yeah, so, Mohammed will definitely go back to your question.
So for me, انا مستعمل واحد Docker image بسيطة. All it does is implements protocol تاع IKEv2, اللي هو واحد البروتوكول تاع VPN اللي supported par default بزاف تاع لي سيستم ديكسبلوطاسيون. I needed this mainly for Android Windows, which I was using at the time. In addition to allowing me to connect to the internet through my VPS, it also allowed me to connect to my home computer whenever it's on from everywhere else. So
I mean, that's a good
point. وشا بينسوا ما كتبيش لاكسي ياك right.
Depends. شنو انا بح معك.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not using it to hide ولا باش ندوز اتخافر تخفيهم تاعو حتى حاجه اللي زعما ان انكريبت دو اني ثين زعما واخا ام يوزين ات ام ستيل يوزين اول اتش تي بي اس وكلشي. ام يوزين ات مينلي تو جاست بي ايبل تو بينغ ماي كمبيوتر تو اكسس ماي كمبيوتر باي ا سبيسيفيك ادريس ديما وينيفر ام ام كونكتد تو ات.
اوكي,
اي مين, يا ذا بوينت ام يوزين, ام اولسو يوزين ذا في بي ان ماشي جاست تو هايد اور سمثينغ بيكوز سيرفر لي فيه رافي اول ماي كريدنشلز تكون انا. So I'm just using it like to connect all my devices to kind of have virtual private network, which is VPN.
Makes sense. But you can like stream. I guess you can stream Netflix for Germany.
No.
Netflix.
Netflix in particular, they're blocking all all data centers in particular, and the IPs in tech got data centers, so you can't use it for Netflix.
Too bad.
دابا ندوزو لمحمد ندويو على الباك اب بلانز.
Yes. what's I guess there is like a lot of backup plan setups. May from your experience, I mean from your experience bien sûr self-hosting, may from your experience زعما في FCC في LouisCity, like working with web apps, backends, databases, like what's a good backup plan for all of that stuff?
Well, for me, it's a bit counterintuitive. Certainly, this has become a lot of de-Googlification, where I can at some point and the bar just full Google or something. And the way I'm backing up my stuff, you know, and there is a script that basically encrypts data that I'm brave to upload to Google Drive. That's it, that's all it does. Oh, I have the key, but I'm encrypted if I needed to. وحتى هي مهوستها في جوجل درايف دونك شي سكرين
شوت ديال ذاتس نوت ا جود ستراتيجي. This is the equivalent of smoking weed live on the damn
land. Okay. Well, I need to change that. I guess to push the host elsewhere or something. Yeah, okay. I need to change that. Oh, scripts so far it runs also periodically حط في كرونت يتران ليل و basically every time تعاودي upload كل شيء all over again وتمحي the old version when everything is done. I'm using واحد الاكونت نتاع المدرسه, I'm not going to say which one. That happened to have unlimited Google Drive storage, so for right. me it's yeah.
Okay, well, you know, if Saeed's school are listening, please stop giving him access to that shit.
The thing is, it's not my own school. I just happen to have that email.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we don't want to know any more details to say. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think Zama, broadly, like backup in general, like there is like server backup. There is also like personal backup. For personal backup, for like personal computer, je pense que can in a bunch of options. Can Google Drive, like they have a backup and sync tool that you can install.
It's not a solid backup plan. It's not a solid backup plan.
I know it's not a solid backup plan, but you can use it as a backup plan.
Yes.
Can be sure like OneDrive, can Dropbox. Yeah. They're not built for backup. Donc, during the backup, they're mostly like for, you know, files sync mostly. Syncing files between multiple devices. May you can kind of hack it and use them as backup. Après, je pense qu'il y a une dedicated backup. Amazon Glacier. Can I think Backblaze or something like that? There is a tool on Mac, like the you pay like, je pense, $6 per month, and you get like unlimited backup storage. Yeah. And they have like a app you install and bad catch backup egal files. Je pense locally keep off servers at home. Amazon Glacier, it works. I think it you need like to write the scripts for it, right?
Yeah, you need to upload everything manually, but API is AWS.
Yeah.
Another thing, oh my god, I almost forgot. Sorry.
I'll take over.
Mais rapidement, for server backups, c'est la même chose que mentionné Saïd, il y a Amazon Glacier ou Amazon S3. C'est-à-dire, you have a database, you do daily backups. كتجمع الداتا من بعد كتلوحها في استروا ولا في جلاسير با ديبينز جلاسير سي جينيرالمون فور لايك ا لونج تيرم ستوريج سو اف يو ثينك يور نوت غاني بحال مثلا لايك اف يو هاف ديلي باك ابس ديال هاد الشهر يو غانا هاف ذم ميبي في استروا ولا ديال لاست فيو مانثس ديال الباك ابس ديال العام الفايت هما اللي غتلوحهم في جلاسير بيكوز يو وير نوت بروبلي غانا نيد ذم اني مور لايك اند جست بوت ذم ذير. May backups leash we there is a high chance you're gonna need them. You're gonna have to put them in S3. It's more expensive than Glacier, But then again, that's why it's more expensive.
If you really want to just back up the entire file system to server attack, and if you have extra servers, you can afford to get new ones or something, there are distributed file systems, had NFS. I personally recommend Seaweed FS. You can also do this. ZFS, if you can manage it somehow, it's possible. Well, again, it's a bit tricky. The premise fee, your entire partition is automatically backed up. كبحالي عندك الريد ولكن across the network. Yeah. It works best when you have machines on the same computer. For this time, click enable the committing. Fine, depends on additional system. ولكن كل شيء تدي واحد بلان تاع انه الداتا وونت بي افيلابل فور ريد حتى تكون بروباجات لكاع لي سيرفور اللي فينا بارطاجين. الا كنتي مثلا غادي تخدم بسيرفرز كل واحد في قنت, which is like the good practice if you want to do backups, تقدر دير داكشي اسينكرونس, زعما whenever there's a write ولا read, whenever there's a write mainly, write surplus just will be available surplus لهذيك لا ماشين, باش تكون ماشين اخرى اللي strictement read only اللي فين غادي تيطراو فيها الرايتس ولكن ب asynchronously. Script.
That sounds complicated. They have the script. You mentioned the script for encrypting the data, pushing it to Google Drive.
So basically, I'm just using Google Drive API. I can't probably share it right now, right here. I'm going to see if I can share it for GitHub or something. ونعطي لزاك أبوي باش يبارطاجي.
Okay.
Basically, I'm just making a big, huge char archive encrypted with a password. Ooh, I upload it to Google Drive with its API. That's it. Yeah. Once it's done, once I'm sure it's finished without any problems.
Yeah.
I'm sure about all the versions and yeah.
Can I have the tool Vienna for CLI stuff, which are Arclone? You can hook it up to every service provider, like Google Drive, Dropbox, OneDrive. It's supportive stuff. It's what I use usually in lecture and your backup.
What is it called?
It's called Arclone. I'm going to show it to you. It's free, of course. And one of the other solutions to backup, you can use GitHub as a backup service if you're one of those guys. So, yeah.
I heard a story about someone using Google Docs as a backup.
What?
No way.
Google Docs, there is no limit on the amount of data you can store in it. So someone just encrypts everything base64 of Google Documents.
It's a good idea. Last question, Uthman is asking, what are your thoughts on NAS locally? I guess so. Having a local network file system and then backing up everything there.
It's possible. Well, again, it somewhat defeats the point to having backups. Unless you just want it to be on a different machine. Well, again, the idea of having backup, if your data center طرات ليه شي حاجة entièrement your host provider طرات ليه شي حاجة ولا تبراسك تحققت لك الدار لايستر, you want to have your data elsewhere في شي بلاصة واحدة أخرى. Most of the time, الناس justement تستعمل باش دير backup ما بين جوج بسيات اللي قرب بعضياتهم باش تكون latency قليلة, ولكن it's not always best for backup.
Yeah, and not even like a غير backup, having a NAS is kind of heavy. I mean, I don't have that much data. Can be like services اللي كبيرو شي حاجة instead of like just putting my stuff somewhere else, because servers may end up having like enough storage that I'm not figuring out actually taking check. So using a NAS locally is kind of it's first of all, it's expensive, and it's not really
something
for me.
Yeah, it's a good like third layer. If you have like your device, like your laptop, and you have like cloud backup, you can add the NAS as like a third layer. You have less latency, like you can access the files quickly, and you have like almost real time backup. But après, if your house, you know, gets like someone steals stuff, or like someone breaks drives, or something like a lot of things can happen in a house. So, je pense like good backup, like you need different locations, like that's the first rule, or like have the things in different locations. Je pense like even people like when you're using AWS, when you're doing like you're backing up your EC2 and blah blah blah, usually like you're going to use a different region, at least like if you want to stay within AWS, you have a server for one region, you're going to have the backup in another region, or at least like if one region fails, your other stuff is like is safe plus ou moins. Après, if you can like have redundancy if another cloud provider, that's even better, right?
وتخيلوا درت شي حبنه ويا وقال ريجنز تاع اي دبليو اس مشاو.
نو دونت جو ذير.
كم اون مان.
بغينا شي ستورج سيرفيس سبيس.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen, but well, that was the last question from Atman. For Zuhair, I'll get back to you regarding that question after. Like, just let me know via the Facebook page, and I'll get back to you regarding the Django framework question. And I think we've covered everything we wanted to discuss today, which is what the heck is self-hosting. Saeed, do you have something to add?
Yeah, so probably want to recommend some cool services that you can self-host, and the way to do it mainly. So basically what most self-hosting people do nowadays, there are subreddits for that and communities revolving about self-hosting in general. And nowadays the way to go about it is just having a Docker container. Sometimes you run stuff Docker Compose, Shimala to similar web interfaces, Kibhal Portainer, Shimala to just run stuff in the command line. Kibhali, a lot of services will load the bar, justement. على باش يدغي تجيب واحد يجي اي واحد يقدر يديبلوي ستاند الون وان كوماند ولا وان دوكر كومبوز وهانت خدام به. And we probably want to talk about what kind of services you might want to host. ديجا دزنا على بحال داكشي نتاعي بيت واردن. كاينين مثلا كلاود سيرفيسز ما عرفتش واش دوينا عليهم. I'm personally oh my god, what was it that I was using?
OnCloud?
Yes, thank you. I'm using OnCloud.
Okay, well, that was awkward.
So far I'm using it strictly to share documents and stuff with other people. I'm sorry, something critical or I'd want to back up or anything. I'm also using some services like Minio, min.io. I'm using it mainly for development. It was alternative gratuite to AWS S3. They share exact same API, so you can just use it for development. You can even host it yourself on your own machine. And I also, at some point, used it to share documents or stuff with other people. You can have afadok pastebin.com that you can use to share code. There are a lot of services بحالو مثلا انا تنستعمل واحد سميتو hastebin. It's like very minimal. You copy paste code, you have a link, you share. And عندها دي مثلا تاع 30 يوم a really cool project that I had worked on at some point وواحد كاين واحد tool, it's called Code Server. It's basically Visual Studio Code, but available on the, you can access it through the browser, basically. like it's full-fledged visual code extensions of كل شيء. And the idea behind it انني ما تعرف ترى البيسي شي حاجه ولا الصد اللي لقيت راسي كنت مسافر لقيت راسي طاري شي حاجه خطيره في الخدمه وخاصني دي باني او سمثين اول ام غون نيد از ا كمبيوتر مشيت كونيكت على الادريس نتاع لي بي نتاع السيرفر نتاعي ندخل مود باس و ام ريدي تو كود و ديبلوي وريفر سورتو ان ماي different environment at some point was entirely on the cloud where I could access it through the code server. Some other stuff you can do. I try to do a lot of world building. Basically, it's an imagine واحد العالم اللي maybe someday I'll نكتب شي كتاب ولا غادي نخرج في شي لعبة or something. I need to describe الايفنتس البلايسز الكاركترز وكل شيء في البداية right. كنت خدام غير ب ويكي كنت خدام بدوكو ويكي okay. جا ياسين شكرا ياسين الله يعطيك ما عرفتش شنو الله يعطيك اللي تمنيتي وجا وراني بوكستاك يا بوكستاك اتس بيزيكلي واحد سيرفيس اللي بحال اللي مصايب جوستومون تو ديسكرايب وورلدز ان بارتيكولار الايفنتس اللي طارين هذاك الوورلد بلايسز الكاركترز بون تقدر مثلا تجي ديسكرايب به العالم تاع لورد اوف ذا رينج كامل كل شيء به
وات از ات كولد
اتس بوكستاك
اوكي
اتس اولسو سيرفز از جاست نوتس تيكن سيرفيس اف يو جاست وونت تو تيك نوتس ولكن يود بي اندر يوزد ات ذات بوينت
اورايت
Yeah. هادشي كامل you can just expose the ports directly ولا الا كان مثلا you want to keep everything organized وكان عندك شي domain name وبغيتي تبقى دير تبقى تخدم بسب domains ولا شي حاجه you might want to also host nginx ولا proxy ولكن كاع مؤخرا واحد that also generates HTTPS keys for you I'm trying to remember its name
it's Kadi
yes it's Kadi yes thank you Kadi basically كبحال هو basically nginx هو فيه a lot less configuration وتتكلف بانه يجينيري لك certificate HTTPS automatically let's encrypt كل 3 شهور ولكن هادو كاملين you still going to need باش تبقى اشاك فوا فين ما تبغي تلونسي شي نيو سيرفيس اللي غادي تبغي تكسبوزي خاصك تمشي تشد هذاك الفيشير كونفيغ نتاعك تموضي فيه مانولي the way you want it to be exposing stuff yeah bon
for yeah, it's not a lot of work
no not so much ولكن I can't deny that it's somewhat annoying then surtout and if you have مثلا portainer you can just deploy stuff nation من من الويب ولكن باش تمضي في هاد الفايل خاصك تمشي تكونيكت باس اساس للسيرفر نتاعك ولا كود سيرفر او سمثين
كاين واحد الحاجه لايك اللي بنادم يقدر يقولها بزاف كنسولو على هيجم ان ذا كومنتس which is torrent/streaming service which basically like عندي a torrent client اللي كاين في كلاود هل عندي شي تورنت فايل ولا شي حاجه اي جاست داونلود من السيرفر كيولي عندي لايك كنولي عندي لايك اكسس تو ات دايركتلي اي كان داونلود ات واتيفر سبيد اي هاف سو وهذيك ملينكيها مع واحد ستريمينغ سيرفيس كولد ستريمر which is also self hosted here where I watch movies like alternative to Netflix so you download whatever you want and you have access to it in the stream you can watch it without having to buy it in Netflix or whatever.
Yeah Something also really cool with streamer. Well, it can get buggy sometimes. Like in a when something really cool about it, and now you can just share your link, or have someone watch with you, and you have synchronized the play video.
Payback.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, the reason unless it's slow because it's about Java.
Oh fuck!
That makes sense. Well, you know, Well, I don't think Java is slow, but then again, I think it's kind of the way people use it that kind of makes it slow. But you know,
probably. Yeah. So far, I've never seen an example of Java being fast. You can prove me wrong in the comments.
Yes, especially show for frameworks. نتاع الويب باي دي سبيد غتلقى توب غتلقى شي واحد نتاع راست ولايك سيكند موراه شي واحد مصايب بالجافا بيزيكلي يس
هي اونز ثانك يو فور جوينين اند انسرينج ذا كويشن اوكي اني اذر سيرفيسز ذات يو جايز كان ريكومند انا فابريكيتور اي دونت ريكومند ات اتس ا ليتل بي هيفي It generally most people like it's like for work related stuff. Like we wouldn't use it for personal stuff necessarily. Yeah, I think I didn't self-host a lot of things. I think I self-hosted EDX at some point, but then again, like you know, it was for other things. So again, I don't see like why would someone need to self-host EDX their own EDX, but yeah.
For the recommendation, the one I mean, I'll go based on what I use the most, which is the cloud. I mean, of course, you can put your files, but also at the next cloud, we have several features like using notes. I can use it to take notes. Like at next cloud, it's like a whole suite of apps. Google Suite. So you can have like a take notes. You can have like your own calendar. Yeah, you can have like your own project management with the Kanban boards and all of that. You can have your own map if you don't want to use Google Maps, which is it's using Open Map or something like that.
OpenStreetMap. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really convenient. Basically, I won't have to like use Google stuff. I still use Google stuff.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean the spreadsheet is like Minecraft of you can
I guess also for email. I see that they have email, mais je pense pas au chat.
The next slot?
Yeah.
Not really. For email I use something else. I use Proton Mail. I have my own I have my own domain name. I link it to Proton Mail and I can use my own domain. With the Proton Mail, they are secure, they are good. They're convenient. And the second thing that I would recommend which is Bitwarden. Never memorize your passwords. Always put them in a password manager, which is like Bitwarden. It never failed me. I never lost any data. And it's the first thing I think about backing up when I think about backup. So. Yeah, I mean, those are the two things that I would recommend. Besides that, I mean, you can just go to r/self-hosting, I guess, and see what people are hosting.
Yeah. Haisham is asking, Yassine, about VS Code. Tell us about VS Code.
I think
he knows what the question is about, but, you know, I have no clue.
VS Code, can do an essay here, code server. Basically, you have VS Code browser, but you self-host your own VS Code linking server. أي حاجة كتكودي فيه كتكودي بريسورسز للسيرفر. And I don't really use VS Code at all lately, so I moved to the Vim religion. So,
We lost another one aside.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Vim is really convenient. It's I don't see myself not using it.
Yassine. حتى هذا عاوتاني it's a big problem, big security problem. But there are also services نتاع تيكسبوزي لك تيرمينال VPS نتاعك through web browser. You can use this to run Vim في البراوزر. تروح تعمل وي ماك.
Why?
Well, you never know if you're going to be in the house with Sakad suddenly you want, put in programming.
No, first of all, their VS Code, behind VPN. So, if you're going to be in the house, you're going to be connected to VPN. So, واخا نكون في الزنقه وغنبغي ندخل للبي سي لاك سيرفر ديال الكود ما عنديش كيفاش ندير سيت اب في بي ان ديال هادشي يا
لاص
Well, that's the downside of using a VPN.
No, so, I mean, yeah, but most of my services came in behind VPN. So some of them are public. Other clients like the cloud. But most of the services I use are connected VPN. That's why I told you I can't share my...
Because the problem is with not using a VPN for the approach. يعني إذا كنت غادي ديفلوبي on the cloud on your own server أي ويب سيرفر غتلونسيه غير واخا غنتاع ديفلوبمون يقول لي اكسبوز بوبليكمون للورلد كامل and you want to just restrict access لكاع البوتس مثلا the only way to connect to them is through when you're connected through a VPN for instance
yeah and the question that Yunus asked, I think we answered this earlier, which is thinking about self-hosting locally.
I think Yunus was not here. He was enjoying his vacation.
Yeah.
He tuned in for the last 5 minutes and he was like, question for Yasin. I don't know. Probably a question
for Yasin.
It's the Fluicity. It's the Fluicity beef.
Yeah, I mean, self-hosting locally is definitely a great idea. As I said, I still didn't get the chance to do it, but it's once I do it, I feel like I'm gonna remove so many things from my server. I feel like they're convenient to be hosted locally. My own DNS resolver, I use PyHole, which automatically blocks ads for you, and blocks you can control the traffic. هذيك it's convenient self-hosted as I said كاينش شي حوايج اللي it's not really it doesn't make sense to host your server حيت either privacy issues stuff like that so
the only downside to hosting locally so far سيرتو عندنا حنا في المغرب هي انه you need to have fiber لابد to have higher upload speed The second one, a way to mitigate the fact that the IP address is changed every now and then. And you probably want to have a VPN for a hosted service or a VPN for cloud or something. You use it instead, but to connect to your own machine. That is, if you want your self-hosted Raspberry Pi, for instance, to be accessible from the outside. You can use it just like a media server at home. Access from outside.
Yeah, I think for Raspberry Pi specifically, I think most people that's kind of how they use it, just a media server, running Plex or whatever.
Yeah. You can use it for
what?
No access. It's a tool called No IP. Basically gives you a DNS and keeps watching your IP, even if it changes. So,
yeah, I've heard about them.
Yeah.
No IP, yeah.
Okay, let me check that one. Yeah, that would be cool for... All right. Any other questions? I think we have a last question from Zakaria, and it's about, is Linux always a good OS for a server? What matters the stack? I guess he had problems with .NET app in a Linux server environment. Personally, never had the chance to work with .NET, sort of on Linux. I mean, I had limited experience working with .NET in general, but I don't know if you guys have any experience with .NET or .NET on Linux.
.NET Core in particular, I'm not really knowledgeable about this, but from what I hear, .NET Core right now it is developed mainly with Linux in mind, since that's what bringing Microsoft's money through Azure nowadays. And
I think they merged the .NET Core with .NET. No, not yet.
No.
Okay. Maybe next version. But they made an announcement about this. Like, they made an announcement that they're just gonna merge like both of them. I don't know like when it's gonna happen in a version, but they're gonna like merge the two versions, and it's gonna be like just .NET and that's it, or like just .NET Core, I think. Let me find. Let me find that blog post. Yeah, I think in 2019. 2019, there is like a bunch of articles about what the merger of .NET Core and .NET means, blah blah blah. .NET Framework and .NET Core are merging. Je pense .NET 5. Yeah, yeah. For the Build Conference, the end of 2019, they unveiled plans for the future of .NET, which is, the next major release of .NET Core 3. Would be a single version of .NET called .NET 5. Yeah. So you basically kind of became the same thing in a way. Zakaria, really sorry. I think we don't have much experience with .NET Core or .NET on Linux. So yeah. But après, if someone I don't know, Yunus, maybe if you know something about this, let us know. All right, that was the last question. I'll let you go, guys, and also the folks watching, thank you very much. Thank you, Yunus, for joining, and you're welcome to join after your vacation. Thank you, Saeed. Thank you, Yasin, for the great conversation and the information about the world. The weirdness of self-hosting. I mean, it's not weird, but it can be weird sometimes, especially when, you know, say it kind of puts the green. It's very weird. But yeah, thank you guys for the conversation and the information, and thank you to everyone who watched DevRev 9. We'll be back again next week with an episode about data engineering. We'll be having a talk with Taha, who's data engineer at Enigma, also part of the Gemography family. And we'll be talking about how he started with data engineering, how is it going so far, what he had to learn, what he's learning now, and you know, all the stuff and so on. You said it might be interesting for you, man.
Yeah.
I know you like data, so you might wanna tune in for that.
الدراري اللي ما خدامينش في الجيموغرافي بينكي وزاك مره يجيبكم حتى نتوما غير ما تيقدش
Well, I did. I mean, last week episode was with Dia and Omar, and it was not a geography episode, but we'll do more non-geography episodes as this first season progresses, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yes, it was fun. I like the. I don't know if you can like put another color like red, pink.
Liberty. This is pink, I guess. Oh my god, it looks really nice for a moment.
Right. Yeah, it looks really pink. But thank you again. Actually, I like the blue. Yeah, the blue is cool. No, thank you again for watching. Thank you, Yasin and Saeed. And, you know, enjoy dinner and enjoy your evening and cheers. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.